Let's everybody get seated, and we'll start the day off here. My name is Steve Kolbeck, and I'm a commissioner with the South Dakota Public Utilities Commission, and I'm just here to give a short welcome, and then I'll hand it over to Megan Solem. Welcome to the beautiful Black Hills of South Dakota. It's a great day, the sun is shining, and I hope you're enjoying your time here. I know that the reason you're here is maybe related to something that I read one time. Donald Rumsfeld gave a speech, and he said, "We know the knowns, so that means we know what we know. Because we know there are unknowns. We know there are things in our life that are going to happen that we just don't know what they are yet. But the things we really have to fear is the unknown unknown. The things that we can't think about, that we should be thinking about, that something might happen. Something that I just couldn't fathom could possibly happen." And I think that relates to the pipeline industry. Sometimes you need to think outside the box, and you need to think, well, how is the safety of a consumer really protected? How can I make my job, do my job better, and continue on? And that's why we're all happy that you're here today. South Dakota pipelines are safe. We know that. But the system is aging. Incidents are increasing, which creates a higher and a raised awareness of pipeline safety. And as I said before, that's why you're here. That's why you're in the beautiful Black Hills. And we appreciate that. Hopefully all of you will have an unknown, unknown moment this week. Hopefully all of you will have a moment when you think, gosh, I just really never thought about that. That can happen. Maybe that's something that I need to implement. Maybe that's something that I really need to learn, and I can take back to my job and I can implement that. I hope that while you're here this week, maybe you'll have time to visit Mount Rushmore, Crazy Horse. And there's this little town a little bit north of here. It's called Deadwood. Be sure you bring a lot of money. There's a lot of money to be won up in Deadwood, of course. But also I'd like to thank our staff, Damaris and Nathan and Stacy and Kara. All of those people have worked very hard to put this conference on, get it started, get you all here, and we really appreciate that you are. Hopefully you enjoy your time in Rapid City and enjoy your time in South Dakota. Thank you. Now I'll give it to Nathan Solem, and we'll get your presentations and get your day started. Thanks.
Hello, Sheriff.
Thank you, Commissioner Kolbeck. I'm Nathan Solem, the South Dakota Pipeline Program's Pipeline Safety Program Manager, and one of your co-hosts for the event today. Another co-host is Stacy Splitzkozer, if you'd stand up. We also have with us from our Pipeline Safety staff, Kara Semler, if you'd wave your hand back there. She's our pipeline attorney. The three of us are the Pipeline Safety staff for South Dakota Public Utilities Commission. And Damaris, who helped organize this event, if you'd wave your hand back there, she did a lot of the hard work in putting this together. Before we get started with the presentations, I'd like to go around quickly and have everyone introduce themselves and start on this side of the room. Melissa?
I'm Melissa from Northwestern Energy.
Mike Cameron, Northwestern Energy. Steve Arlatt, Northwestern Energy.
We're going to make you speak.
Testing.
Ron Bloom, Montana Dakota Utilities, Bismarck.
Kevin Stuber, Montana Dakota Utilities, Rapid City.
Kevin Lynch, MDU, Montana Dakota.
Boyd Plummer, Williston Basin Pipeline, Baker, Montana.
Bob Moore, Williston Basin Pipeline, Baker, Montana.
John Birch, Williston Basin Pipeline, Baker, Montana.
David Brown, Williston Basin, Belfield, South Dakota.
Teresa McGrath, Northwestern Energy, Butte, Montana.
Michelle Slider, CHS, which is SEDEX Pipeline, in Laurel, Montana.
Gary Miners, Midmark Energy, in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Tim Brown, Excel Energy, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Rick Barber, XL Energy, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Daryl Saylor, Enbridge Pipelines, Maya, North Dakota.
Christy Ellis, Humboldt Municipal Gas Utility, Humboldt, South Dakota.
Carmen Kelly, Town of Humboldt.
Kathy Walsh, U.S. Forest Service, Dickinson, North Dakota.
Dave Baparoy, Sioux Falls Regional Sanitary Landfill, City of Sioux Falls.
Hi, I'm Dan Moshka, Norman Natural Gas Company.
Jim Mann, Montana Dakota Utilities, Rapid City.
Gary Hickman, Montana Dakota Utilities, Rapid City.
Casey Williamson, Montana Dakota Utilities. Mark Lewis, Montana Dakota Utilities, Rapid City.
Tony Scanoff, Pace Electric Power Cooperative, Grove Generating Station.
Steve Knudsen, Whiting Oil and Gas, San Luis Obispo.
Rich Brierley, Whiting Oil and Gas, North Dakota, Montana.
Steve Maher, Whiting Oil and Gas.
Paul Durbin, along with my temporarily absent colleague, Ron Jablinski, representing Xcel Energy from North Dakota.
Terry Hansen, Gas Training Specialties.
Jerry Burns, Watertown Municipal Utilities.
Rich Smith, Watertown Municipal Utilities.
Sally Boston Alliance Pipeline.
Tina Beach, Wollaston Basin Municipal Pipeline.
Clarence Winfrey, Dakota Gasification.
Rich Casco, Bear Paw Energy. Dennis Platt, Northwestern Energy, Grand Island Nebraska.
Karen Regan-Babon, Xcel Energy, Denver, Colorado.
Bob Bachmeyer, City of Granville, Propane Distribution System.
Dan Miller, Mid-American Energy out of Sioux City, Iowa.
Troy Steyer, New Star Energy, Wolsey.
Beth Jensen, TransCanada Pipelines, Omaha, Nebraska.
Jeff Boyce, TransCanada Pipeline, Wendell, North Dakota.
Mike Goss, TransCanada Pipeline, Aberdeen, South Dakota.
Tom Gill, Northern Border Pipeline, operated by TransCanada, Whoop Point, Montana.
Frank Park, Black Hills Power, Rapid City.
Sheila Sumire, Black Hills Corporation, Colorado, South Dakota, and Nebraska.
Doug Wake Up, Black Hills Power, Rapid City.
Ken Geiger, Dakota Gasification, Beulah, North Dakota.
Dan Hillard, Dakota Gasification Company.
Mark Pilipek, Dakota Gasification Company.
J.R. Rasmussen, Montana Dakota Utilities, Bismarck. Vern Wary, Montana Dakota Utilities, Bismarck.
Toby Bordwick, Montana Dakota Utilities, out of Spearfish, South Dakota.
Peter Austin, Dakota Gasification, Beulah, North Dakota.
Jerry Mosley, Dakota Gasification, Beulah.
Bob Fenton, Kinder Morgan, Casper Wildman.
Jim Weisenhorn, TSA Sioux Falls.
Randy Bippert, Beulah, North Dakota, BGC. Matthew Miller, Dakota Gasification Company.
Jamie Bauer, Dakota Gasification.
Matt Herman, Basin Electric Power Co-op.
Ron Yob, Dakota Gasification Company, Beulah, North Dakota.
Brian DeShock, Dakota Gasification Company.
Robert Latimer, TransCanada Keystone System, Omaha, Nebraska.
Arlen Ritter, North Star Energy, Southeast South Dakota.
Kent Meyer, North Star Energy, Pollock, South Dakota.
Danny Hood, MDU, Bismarck, North Dakota.
Greg Beaumont, MDU, Bismarck, North Dakota.
Doug Larson, Northern Border Pipeline, TransCanada, also representing the South Dakota One Company.
Gordon Woods, South Dakota Interstate Pipeline.
Bringing up the rear, Dan Hefner, Mitchell Technical Institute, Mitchell, South Dakota.
Thank you all for introducing yourselves.
Later.
Oh, I saved this for last.
I'm Wayne St. Germain. I'm an alcoholic. Oh, sorry, wrong meeting. I'm with PHMSA T&Q. You'll see me this afternoon later.
First on the agenda is a One call update from South Dakota One Call, Larry Ingram.